You will know by now that probably the most famous lady on planet Earth, Queen Elizabeth, has died at the age of 96. She's been around all my lifetime, and probably yours too. Someone said on the news that she felt like a grandma, even though she had never even met her. She was certainly a colourful character with a good sense of humour. We will have different feelings today. Some of you may have even met the Queen. Others will have waved a flag in front of her, maybe at Buckingham Palace once or twice. I loved it during the 2012 Olympics when she parachuted down into the stadium with James Bond. Was it really her? Or perhaps you saw her at the Jubilee celebrations not long ago, sitting opposite Paddington Bear and enjoying marmalade sandwiches and rocking out by tapping on a beautiful teacup with some expensive cutlery. It always feels strange when somebody we know has died. They disappear from our lives and we can feel a bit odd for a while. Who do we talk to? What has really happened to her? Where has Elizabeth gone? If I'm honest, I don't like these times, but I'm learning that life has ups and downs and there's a time for everything. Listen to what the Bible says. Everything on earth has its special season. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There is a time to plant and a time to pull up plants. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. There's a time to destroy and a time to build. There is a time to cry and a time to laugh. There is a time to be sad and a time to dance. Today, it's time to have a 5-minute think about when I mostly saw the Queen. On stamps. Have you ever posted or received a letter? I know it's a bit old school, but if you have, it's actually quite exciting. You stick your stamp on the envelope, you post it in the box, and hopefully it arrives at the address you wanted it to. And just before you say goodbye to that letter, whose face is on the stamp? 9 times out of 10, it's been Queen Elizabeth for as long as I can remember. So the letter leaves my hands and departs on its journey, but without the stamp, it just won't get there. The Queen's face is essential for that journey to be completed. I don't see the letter anymore, but I just trust it has arrived safely. Amazingly, thinking about stamps, the Queen was rather fond of the Salvation Army too. There were stamps made in 1965, celebrating the 100 years since the army began in the East End of London. And guess whose face was on it? Yep, Queen Elizabeth's. This may be because she trusted in Jesus, like Christians do. And Jesus came up with some wise words to help us at times like today. When Jesus was about to leave his friends, he said, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." What about that? Jesus, who we know died on a cross and rose again to life 3 days later, made the journey to God's house ahead of us. Like the letter being posted, he promised to go on ahead. Prepare a place for us to be with God, safe and sound, a place for those who trust in him, like our Queen. I also love the idea of many rooms, because that must be a bit like Buckingham Palace. Grand corridors, posh tablecloths, thick carpet, cosy beds, marmalade sandwiches? Yes, please. But it also tells me that Jesus wants me to know where we're heading and that he's got it ready. So when people die, we don't need to worry about where we go or how, because Jesus promised a place. So this weekend, there might be a time to be sad, or a time to dance, a time to laugh, and a time to cry. But like the Queen, I'm choosing to look at the King of Kings. Because with his face on the journey, I know that I will definitely arrive there one day.